This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Senate Republicans unveiled their opening salvo for the next coronavirus relief package. Senator Cory Gardner did not specify what he thought of the plan, but pointed to criteria he'll use to review the package.
But we have to make sure that we're doing three things. We have to make sure that we're stopping the spread, flattening the curve. We have to make sure that we're helping individuals with the relief that they need, making sure they're going to be able to put food on the table, making sure they're going to be able to get through this, and we need to get businesses going again.
The proposal calls for liability protections for businesses, money for hospitals and schools, and a cut in federal unemployment benefits. It does not include some Democratic priorities, such as food aid and money for state and local governments. Four Colorado inmates are suing Governor Polis and the state prison system for allegedly using them as slave labor. Attorney Tom Carberry hopes the lawsuit leads to better conditions.
They do all the cleaning. They do all the painting. They actually do a lot of the electrical work, the plumbing work. We think the state should have to pay at least minimum wage to everybody.
Carberry says paying fair wages will help inmates adapt to life outside prison. Police have arrested a suspect in the shooting of two fellow protesters after someone in a Jeep drove towards demonstrators in Aurora last Saturday. Samuel Young was arrested yesterday after police released his photo. The shooting happened as protesters demonstrated on Interstate 225 over the death of Elijah McClain in police custody. The Jeep's driver has not been arrested. Police are still investigating what he was trying to do. Coming up on the program, Joe Biden shared details today of his proposal to advance racial equity in the United States. Then, CEOs of Amazon, Apple, Google, and Facebook are expected to testify before Congress tomorrow. Those stories are coming up next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, Colorado's counties and state government are struggling to get in lockstep over their COVID-19 plans. In-depth reporting from CPR's Ben Marcus in 15 minutes on how the state and local governments are trying to work together better. 67 degrees in Denver, 70 in Colorado Springs, 66 with light rain in Vail, 91 and sunny in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.